From the Little Dixie Fire Protection District, Chief Bill Albus. And want to say good morning to you, sir.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Well, we're glad to have you in here. We're starting off with Chief Albus because, Chief, you announced that you're getting set for retirement. As a matter of fact, you're just about a week away. Tell us a little bit about that. You know, how many years of service and why now, if you will?
I've been with them 47 years, 42 as a volunteer, a little over five as the full-time fire chief. And I'm getting older. I'm over 66 now, so it's time to retire.
Tell us about some of your accomplishments over the years. I know you've had a pretty long and storied career here in the Mexico area. I think you worked for Mexico Public Safety at one point. Is that right?
Yep. I worked for them just short of 9 years, and then I went to work for the Missouri State Fire Marshal's Office as an investigator for 29 years, and then came here as the fire chief.
And how long have you been with Little Dixie? It's been the last, how many years?
47 years total. Five and a half, a little over five and a half as a full-time fire chief.
As the full-time fire chief. Yeah. All right. Well, we want to say congratulations on a great career, and hopefully you'll stay in touch with us as you enjoy retirement. We want to bring in the new chief. As a matter of fact, it was announced that Mr. Eric Hartman is going to be the new chief of Little Dixie Fire Protection District. He's with us this morning as well. Want to say good morning to you, sir.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
Well, we're glad to have you in here. Tell everybody a little bit about yourself and where you've served at previously, if you will.
I've been in Missouri Fire Service a little over 35 years. Started my career outside of Jefferson City in a small volunteer department. I've then served the Columbia Fire Department in multiple roles until my retirement in 2019. I keep telling everybody I'm going to write a book someday about the memoirs of my 13-day retirement. I retired from Columbia Fire Department 13 days later, accepted a position with the Missouri State Fire Marshal's Office. I served a couple of different roles with that agency, Fire 1 and 2 Certification Program Manager, Hazmat Training Certification Program Manager, and was later promoted to Statewide Mutual Aid Coordinator. In that role, my job was to coordinate responses to major incidents across the state of Missouri that would require a major fire response from different agencies. I retired from that position in October of 2023 and have just been volunteering with Boone County Fire Protection District since then.
All right. So you accepted the position here at Little Dixie Fire Protection District. What kind of interested you about the job to be the new chief here, if you will?
Well, Little Dixie is a great district with a great history. Chief Hoover and Chief Albus both have been mentors of mine for many years. The position was just very attractive. I couldn't think of a better place to finish out my career than following in the footsteps of Chief Hoover and Chief Albus.
All right. Now, your official start date is?
April 1st.
And your official retirement date is?
March 31st.
March 31st. All right. You know, Chief, we didn't really get to talk about a lot of the accomplishments. I know that you know, anything you want to say about the guys that served underneath of you as you near retirement here. And I know you had a new fire truck come in recently. A lot of accomplishments. Anything you want to tell us this morning?
We got a great group of guys and gals, both. And then we have a cadet program also. But yeah, the new fire truck, our first custom truck that we bought, it's 1,200-gallon HME. We've also got a new brush truck, 2019. And then we have a new brush truck waiting in Jeff City to get the bed put on it. So it'll be a new brush truck. So, and then we've been saving money for the last several years to replace Station 1. It's outdated. We had to buy a custom truck because we wanted to get more water, and a commercial truck with the 1,200 gallons wouldn't fit in the station.
Right.
So we had to get a custom so you could shorten it up a little bit.
Sure thing. Well, I want to say congratulations on an excellent career, Chief Albus. We certainly appreciate you coming in and keeping us updated on everything. Want to wish you the best in retirement.
Thank you. And it's been a great career. I've enjoyed every minute of it.
Absolutely. And, you know, Chief Hartman, we're going to welcome you in and say best of luck on the position. And we hope to have you come in and keep us updated on Little Dixie Fire Protection District.
Absolutely. Looking forward to getting integrated into the community and working with the great personnel at Little Dixie.